Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns.
ESPN files divorce papers from Major League Baseball? Their marriage lasted an incredible 35 years. Beginning in 1990, the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN, began to carry Major League Baseball games via their national cable systems. ESPN proudly carried a Sunday night baseball game every week for the duration of this relationship. But on the negative side, ESPN has also been a 35-year partner as pro baseball's television ratings have declined as well. ESPN pays $550 million a year for the rights to televise their current package of MLB baseball games. With just 30 regular season games, mostly on Sunday nights, ESPN does not have the rights to baseball's playoff series or the World Series. A provision in their current contract between ESPN and Major League Baseball allowed for either party to provide notice of their intent to opt out of the current deal by March 1, 2025. That notice triggers the contract's termination at the end of this 2025 baseball season. And that's exactly what happened. This deal could have gone on through the 2028 baseball season, but it has been terminated early by ESPN. Now, in addition to the cable network ESPN, Major League Baseball has television package deals with two other national broadcasters, which will continue in effect through the 2028 baseball season. Fox Sports, including their affiliate FS1, pays an estimated $729 million a year to televise 52 regular season games. Those are usually coming on Saturdays, and the All-Star Game, and two divisional playoff series, and a league championship series, and the World Series. Now, the other large national contract with Major League Baseball is with Turner Sports' TBS channel. Their current deal calls for payments of $535 million annually through 2028. Turner's deal with MLB covers a weekly ball game on Tuesday night and Sunday during the regular season, plus two divisional playoff series and one league championship series. ESPN wanted Major League Baseball to reduce the price for the remaining 3 years of their contract. And the answer was no. If you compare what Fox Sports and TBS are paying for their baseball packages, the deal with ESPN does seem overpriced. Though each group carries a certain amount of regular season ball games, Fox has the All-Star Game, half of the playoffs, and the World Series. Now, of course, they pay the most, too. TBS has two rounds of playoff games in their package. Now, ESPN had none of the postseason events, which traditionally bring out the most viewers. Major League Baseball stated it was unhappy that ESPN had been reducing its on-air coverage of baseball news. Now, that's true. That also included ESPN's ending the long-running and award-winning Baseball Tonight show after the 2016 baseball series. ESPN is now very heavily invested in football coverage, especially college football. The parent company of ESPN is Walt Disney Company, and maybe they have control of the sport division's checkbook. At the moment, in early 2025, ESPN owns pricey deals for the rights to televise pro football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. And don't forget ESPN's recent exclusive rights to cover the college football playoffs, which cost more than $1.2 billion annually. With more home viewers cutting the cord and bailing out on cable television every single year, ESPN's monthly subscriber fees, which can reach more than $10 a month as part of your cable bill, are also on the decline as well. From a purely business perspective, I don't know whether ESPN has been covering the cost of that baseball package. Paying $550 million a year to broadcast only 30 regular season games requires nearly $20 million worth of ad sales every game just to break even on the coverage of these mostly Sunday night baseball games. Here's a thought. Would you opt to cancel a contract early if you were making big money on the deal? That's what I thought. Here's a history lesson, how Major League Baseball coverage has overexpanded. Prior to this relatively recent television overexposure of almost every major league sport, baseball started with a game of the week on Saturday afternoons. Now we're going all the way back to the 1950s here. Beginning in 1953 on ABC, the game quickly moved over to CBS by 1955, and those of us old enough might remember former Major League pitcher Dizzy Dean and Dodgers second baseman Pee Wee Reese calling those baseball games on CBS back in 1960. But by 1966, it was NBC which took over Saturday afternoon baseball, and they kept it there for more than two decades. For more than 20 years, the voices of Curt Gowdy and Joe Garagiola, Tony Kubek, Vin Scully, and Bob Costas filled those weekly broadcasts into the late 1980s. By the year 1990, the current group of ESPN, Fox Sports, and Turner's TBS gained control of Major League Baseball's broadcast. At that point, baseball coverage literally exploded on television with the growth of cable television. Major League Baseball went from one or two nationally televised baseball games a week in the 1980s to having a national telecast nearly every weeknight plus weekends after that point. In addition, regional sports networks began to spring up in the markets of many Major League franchises. For example, the Houston Astros and Texas Rangers each had their own regional cable outlet where fans could watch nearly every game of the season. For the past 35 years, they have been the best of times if you love watching baseball on television nearly every day of the week. Enter online streaming of Major League Baseball games. Beginning in 2002, that's right, 23 years ago, Major League Baseball added yet another option for sports viewers. The fledgling MLBTV.com was introduced to a relatively small but worldwide audience. MLBTV.com offers online streaming of all out-of-market games for your entire baseball season. In other words, you can watch most of the games unless your local team is already being televised by somebody else in your market. For example, if you live in Louisiana but you grew up watching the Boston Red Sox play, you're in baseball heaven with this package. Unfortunately for Houston Astros fans living on the suburbs of H-Town, you won't like MLB TV if that's your favorite team. You're out of luck. By the way, the local baseball team gets to determine the actual size of their market territory. MLBTV.com is drawing a lot of viewers now worldwide, with an increasing number of Japanese stars now playing in America. And this year, MLBTV.com, which is 23 years old, is going to offer streaming of all out-of-market baseball games for the low, low price of just $149.99 for the entire season. On the other hand, that's less than a dollar a game for the league's way too long 162-game regular season schedule from April all the way through September. Yes, Major League Baseball coverage has become oversaturated. In addition to MLBTV.com and those three primary cable television contracts covering Major League Baseball with Fox, TBS, and ESPN, Major League Baseball recently added new, relatively small deals with online providers at Roku and Apple TV. Starting last year in 2024, Roku began providing Sunday leadoff regular season games for free on your Roku channel. That is, if you purchased a $49 Roku device and have home Wi-Fi for your internet. Apple TV's Friday Night Baseball packages generally offer two games on Friday evenings during the regular season. Of course, you must be a paying subscriber to Apple TV Plus, which runs you about $10 a month. With so many options out there to watch baseball right now, ESPN is not going to be missed. And the feeling may be mutual.
I'm all ears.
Major League Baseball stands to lose $550 million per year beginning next year in 2026, after ESPN pulls the plug and finalizes this divorce from Major League Baseball this fall. Baseball may already have one or more parties, though, ready to, pardon my baseball pun here, step up to the plate and take a swing at ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball package beginning next year in 2026. And as for ESPN, they now have to fill 6 months of Sunday night programming beginning next year without baseball. Don't forget, though, ESPN still has the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs from April through June, the Women's and Men's College World Series games in June, and its recently expanded coverage of the less expensive to cover but likely much more profitable WNBA basketball games from May all the way through September. Both ESPN and Major League Baseball have enjoyed a very nice long run together, After 35 years together, the cost of Major League Baseball now outweighs the perceived benefits to ESPN's parent company at Disney. Both parties want to end this deteriorating marriage at the end of the upcoming baseball season. And Judge Swampswamy hereby grants the divorce. Next.
Now we got along. My life was real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money.